Hello, this is Darrell Castle with today's Castle Report. Today is Friday, July 21st, 2017. And on today's report, we will be talking about the incredible losing streak CNN has been on for the last couple of weeks and what the cable news network has done this time. But first, let's talk about some of the things that have been happening in the world since I spoke with you last week. My wife and I flew to Los Angeles immediately after posting last week's report to see our daughter and son-in-law. She had quite a weekend planned for us with some interesting people. We saw Tony Bennett at the Hollywood Bowl. Tony is in his 90s now, but he still puts on a great show. Meanwhile, in Europe, Hamburg, Germany hosted the G20 summit, which also turned out to be quite a show. Tens of thousands of protesters, estimated to be 30 to 40,000 people, poured into the streets of Hamburg. These Antifa or anti-fascists are becoming more fascist by the day, it seems. Antifa mobs burn cars, attack police, attack anyone they consider to be not one of them. They also burned and looted businesses. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, was right there with them, strutting through the streets of Hamburg, hating the police, hating America, and most of all, hating Donald Trump. The protesters reserve their strongest hatred for capitalism, which they blame for causing the things they hate, namely prosperity and liberty. Capitalism is the greatest engine of prosperity for the greatest number of people that has yet existed on the earth. Therefore, they hate it. Why would these people burn and loot businesses? Because they're communists, and communists are thieves. They are totalitarian thieves, but they usually want to legitimize their theft by the use of what they call democracy. This year, 2017, is the 100th anniversary of the rise of communism in the Soviet Union with its roughly 100 million deaths. It is not something to march in the streets in support of, fortunately. That's not what we're here to report today. We have something far more interesting to discuss, and that is the cable news network, or CNN. For the last few weeks, CNN has been making more news than it has been reporting. First, the network had to back away from a couple of stories linking Trump administration officials to Russia, and a few executives at CNN were fired as a result. Here's a little background on the real story of today's report, in case you haven't heard it. Several years ago, long before he became president, Donald Trump did a professional wrestling show with promoter Vince McMahon, the head of the wrestling organization that put the show on. It was billed as the Battle of the Billionaires, and Mr. Trump was supposed to fight or wrestle Vince McMahon. Mr. Trump was the winner, of course. McMahon took quite a beating. It was all for show, and everyone knew it. Fast forward until present day, when a clever internet user took the fight video and superimposed CNN's logo over Vince McMahon's head so that it looked like President Trump was pummeling CNN. When President Trump saw it, he sent it back out through his own social media account, and it went, as they say, viral. Instead of just laughing it off with a comment about how clever it was, the arrogant, self-righteous people at CNN took it upon themselves to hunt down a private citizen who was well within his legal rights and apparently blackmail or coerce that person into a groveling apology. The internet user went under the name Han A. Solo. The letter A was actually the common term for rectum, but I will refer to him as Han A. In case you haven't watched a movie in the last 50 years or so, Han Solo is a character from the Star Wars series of movies. A CNN official named Andrew Kaczynski took it upon himself to hunt down Han A. Solo and discover his real name so he could unleash CNN's minions upon him. They did find and identify him and did contact him by email, text, voicemail, or some other such method. Han A. then called CNN before they actually spoke to him, but not before they contacted him. Mr. Solo, fearing for his and his family's well-being, possibly even his life, apologized. He knew what would happen if CNN sicked its mob of fanatics on him. He would have people harassing him and his neighbors. His boss would get a call. His wife's boss would get a call. His kids' teachers would get a call, so on and so forth. So he apologized in a very groveling fashion. CNN issued a statement saying it would not publish his real name because he is a private citizen. And he had apologized and agreed to take down the offending post and to never do such a thing again. He also agreed to advise others not to do such a thing in the future. CNN reserved the, quote, right to publish his identity should his promise be broken. That, of course, is the real reason for CNN's behavior, i.e. a chilling effect on free speech and privacy rights of all Americans. Han A. Solo is not just one clever guy with a computer. He is every person with a computer. He is the internet. He is all of us. So the message is no one should dare laugh at or make fun of the great and powerful cable news network ever again. I wonder if Mr. Andrew Kaczynski consulted his legal team before he went after Han A. Solo because of what CNN did. It is quite possibly a felony to use threats, intimidation, or coercion to prevent someone from doing what he is legally entitled to do. It is possibly criminal in Georgia, where CNN is headquartered, in New York, where Mr. Kaczynski is located, as well as in the federal system. Apparently, Mr. Kaczynski is unfamiliar with the Gawker case from 2016, in which a Florida jury awarded wrestler Hulk Hogan, a.k.a. Terry Bollea, a $115 million verdict against Gawker Media for publishing a sex tape showing Hogan having sex with his friend's wife. Hogan's lawyer said, quote, Gawker was playing God with my client's privacy, end quote. The case seemed to separate the public persona of Hulk Hogan from the private life of Terry Bollea, just as CNN's case. It might be able to separate the public Han A. Solo from whoever he actually is. Gawker Media went bankrupt because of the case and auctioned off its assets and closed its doors. That might be a fitting end for the arrogant and despicable CNN. Ted Turner's dream of a 24-hour news service has turned from a dream into a nightmare. The company needs to learn that if it abuses the rights of private citizens through threats, intimidation, or coercion, it will be held accountable. Something along the lines of the Gawker verdict might be in order, even though what CNN did was possibly criminal. We know there are now two sets of laws in America. No rule of law exists, so no prosecution will likely happen. A civil lawsuit, however, has real possibilities. A civil lawsuit against CNN, against Mr. Andrew Kaczynski personally, as well as anyone else who reviewed, edited, or approved the action of CNN, just might get their attention. Mr. Han A. Solo, if you are listening to this or read this transcript, I would love to discuss what really went on between you and CNN representatives. Just email me at my published email address and we'll talk. Free speech and privacy are important, folks, important enough to fight for. The media's arrogance toward private citizens needs to be curtailed when it causes damage. Politically correct prosecutors may not be willing to do their jobs, but a civil jury just might, especially if the case could be brought in the right jurisdiction. Perhaps Mr. Han A. Solo lives and was contacted in Florida or Mississippi. Now, that would be really nice, wouldn't it? At least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.